And then there's the Earl of Baltimore, Earl Weaver. I can only tell you the reason I admire this player, this co-manager, Earl. Earl signed way back when, way before me. But anyway, his one dream, he grew up in St. Louis. He wanted to play for the Cardinals, signed with the Cardinals, never made it to the major leagues. But then he decided to manage. Went back to the minor leagues, started in D, C, B, A, AA, AAA, big leagues. And he became a great manager and got into the Hall of Fame. Earl, you're too much. Of course, you know, we all had a lot of fun with Earl, and he had a lot of fun with us. I know Paul Blair and Earl, they didn't see eye to eye all the time. You know, we get late in the game, and we're ahead by one run, and Earl says, well, Paulie always played very shallow. He said, I want you to back up. I don't want anyone to get a double in this situation. And Paulie, he said that many times. But this one time we're in Milwaukee, he said, Paulie, he said, back up. I don't want anyone to hit a ball over your head. Well, we came out after the ninth inning, and we looked up, and Paul was leaning against the center field fence just like this. So Earl says, no, come in now. Come in now. You're too deep. But we had a lot of fun. Earl, you're unbelievable. Thank you. And Cal Ripken. What can you say about Cal Ripken? I was talking to Buck Showalter here a year ago, and we were talking about someone, but he said, that guy's just a baseball player. And I said, Buck, I haven't heard that term in 40 years, but back when I was growing up, that was the term someone used all the time. That guy's just a baseball player. And that is Cal Ripken. He was just a baseball player. And when I think of that, great instincts, never throw the wrong base, always knows who's running, always in the right place for a cutout, for a cutoff, just on and on and on. But I saw Cal grow up here at the ballpark with his dad, come and shag balls, and I said right there, that is going to be a great player. And how does anyone play as many games consecutively as Cal Ripken? Cal, nice to see you, pal. Thanks for coming up. Al Bunbury is here. Sweet. And Al doesn't know this, but there's one reason I really admire Al Bunbury. Not only was he first guy to get 200 hits in an Oriole uniform, but this is a guy who spent a year in Vietnam as a lieutenant and had a company. He had a platoon. And he spent a year over there in Vietnam leading a platoon, came back to Baltimore, and had a great career. Yeah. And Rick Dempsey, don't know if he's still here or not, but the Dipper, there he is, my man. This goes back to September of 77, and I really should have retired a couple of years before that, but you always think you can play. I mean, that's just the way it is. But anyway, Earl Weaver came to me and he said, well, Dempsey's got to come back on the roster and we're going to ask you to retire. So anyway, that's beside the point. But anyway, I retired that day. Dempsey went in to catch. Well, he struck out three times, had a horrible day, and after the game was over, I came up to his locker and I said, Dipper, you mean I retired for that performance? But he went on to have a great career with the Orioles, the MVP in the 1983 World Series. And I see my good friend Mike Bordick over here. Does a TV job now. Great job, Mike. Great instructor, great infielder, working in the Oriole organization and does a marvelous job. I appreciate you being here, Michael. But anyway, I don't know if I missed anyone, but I just want to tell you how much you fans mean to me. I love all of you. And I want to tell you, this is, as I said before, this is like a playoff right now. And I hope you go and enjoy the game and the Orioles come out winning. Thank you.